We are now up to Simin Samach Zayin in Hilchas Krishma. It's all of one sif, and we'll be doing it in its entirety. Safik im Kara Krishma. A person has a safik, he's not sure if he said Shema Yisrael. What's the halacha? Chozer v'kore, he says it over again. Umavarach lefaneo liachreho. Now what this is talking about is somebody who can't remember if he said Krishma and the brachas too. He just totally forgot. Did he say Shema and it's brachas, or did he not say that? So the halacha is that he must say it over again because Krishma is a daraisa. The chiddush though is that you make the brachas as well. The brachas are definitely derabbanan. Aval im yodea shekoro ela shemesupik im berach lefaneo lachreo eino chozer mevarech. If his suffix is only on the brachas, that's a suffix derabbanan and he doesn't repeat them. Now the question is, even if your suffix was on Shema, which is a daraisa, why are you saying the brachas? Why don't we apply the klal of suffix brachas lahakel? So the Mishnah Berurah brings from Rishonim that was the takonis Chazal. Chazal said that when you're chayiv in Kriyashma, then you're chayiv in its brachas. If you have a suffix in Kriyashma, they were made a tikkun, that if you have a suffix in Shema, you should say it over with its brachas as well. What's with regard to every other mitzvah, the oraisa, where you have a suffix if you did the mitzvah or not? Do we make the bracha at that point, or is this only a halacha in Krishma? So there's a machlokis, apparently. Some hold that in all cases, even though you have a suffix, if you were makam the mitzvah daraisa, if you go and do it over again, we say suffix brachas lahakel, and you would not make another bracha. Others say that it depends what your suffix is. If the suffix is whether or not you're chayiv in the mitzvah altogether, if you're a bar chiyuva or not, there the halacha is suffix brachas lahakel. Whereas, if you're a bar chiyuva, the suffix is, did you do the mitzvah already? You were definitely chayiv. Your question is, did you fulfill it? There we say that if once we pass in suffix d'oraisa l'chumra to do the mitzvah again, you'd be required to say the bracha again as well. La'alacha, we say suffix brachas l'akal in all cases, the exception being birkos krishma. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those who actually are cholik on the whole din, but this is the way we paskin. He brings that from Rishonim. Now, what happens if somebody has a suffix if he was makai in the mitzvah of Krishma, but it's after Zman Krishma? Now we learned that after Zman Krishma, you have up until the first third of the day, which is Zman Tefillah, to say Birkos Krishma. So the Shaila now is, he has a suffix if he said Shema or not. So that's no longer a suffix daraisa because it's too late to make up Shema. What he wants to do now is say the brachas, which he has a suffix in, because it's still within the zman of the brachas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chura, this is considered a suffix d'rabbanan, you go l'hakol. However, his maskana is that since Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a da'oraisa, the halacha is that you should go and say the brachas as well. Not only that, but by night, where there's a machlokas, if Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is really a daraisa, the Mishnah Berurah also paskins that you should say the bracha, you should say Krishma with the brachas over again, even though it's after the zman. Lamaisa, that's not really nogeya. I don't really know why the Mishnah Berurah makes a point of mentioning that, because the halacha is that the Zman Krishma d'Oraisa goes even further than the Zman Krishma d'Rabbanan. The Zman Krishma d'Oraisa is the entire night, and we saw B'dievi all the way until Nates. It's only in the morning that the Zman for the Brachas goes later than the Zman for Krishma. Now further, with regard to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the various shittas of what your yotza with. So the Magen Avram says that if all you said was Oz Yoshir, so say someone said Psuka de Zimra but doesn't know if he said the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv. So the Magen Avram says that your Yotza, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is certainly covered by saying the Shiras Hayam. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva argue with that, Rabbi Akiva Eger argue with that, and they hold that you are not Yotza with Shiras Hayam. It says L'man Tiskeres Yom Tzeischo Meretz Mitzrayim. The day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shiras Hayam was a week later. So according to them, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold this way, you're not Yotza with the Shira. Now, going back here, with regard to someone who has a suffix, if he said parts of Shema, What if he definitely said Shema Yisrael and even said the parasha Va'avta? His suffix is in Vahayim Shema. Now, Vahayim Shema, according to many Rishonim, is only a Darabonim. So why then would we say suffix Lahachmir? The Mishnah Berurah says, the same way that Chazal were metakin, that with the suffix you say the brachas, they were also metakin that if you have a suffix in the bracha in the parsha of Vayim Shemoa, you'll have to say it over again. In such a case, in the Bir Alachi, he says, if I know for a fact that I've said Shman Va'avta, and my only suffix is if I continued and said Vayim Shemoa, he says that you should not say the brachas over again. So if someone is sure that they said Shema and Va'avta, but from there on, there's a blur. They don't know if they said Vayim Shemoa and the bracha afterwards. It says the Mishnah Brura, he should say Vayim Shemoa, but he should not say the bracha of Shema. Further, what happens if somebody has a suffix, if he said Vayomer? So the halacha is he has to say it over again. The reason he has to say it over again is even at night because of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Shagas Arya that by night he's better off skipping Vayomer and saying the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv instead. This way, he wasn't Yotza with the Vayomer, and on the tzad that he missed it out, he's B'Makayim his Doraisa with the bracha of Emes V'Emuna. Whereas by day, he should say the bracha of the parsha of Vayomer. What happens if someone definitely said Birkas Kriya Shema and he just doesn't remember if he said Shema? So he says Shema over, but he doesn't say the brachas twice. This halacha that Chazal were metakin saying the brachas whenever you're chayv to say Shema, that's only if you have a suffix if you said the brachas. If you definitely said the brachas, the order is not ma'akev. You can be yotz to the brachas outside of Shema, so that you say, what you do is you said the brachas already. You're not sure if you said Shema or not, so say Shema later. In the worst case, you were Yotza with first the brachas and then with Kriya Shema.